This is A View from the Bridge, official podcast of the Belfast Giants for kingdomofthegiants.com. Today is Monday, the 1st of September, 2014, and my name is Patrick Smith. Hi guys, a little bit of a different show for you. Last Thursday, the 28th of August, we were the guests of the Belfast Giants at their fan event. A lot of people turned up and we were asked to step on stage in a thronging McCool's Bar. I think it must have been a guts of about 200 people there, and present what was basically a live podcast. We had a lot of great guests, and you're about to hear the product of that. First of all, I'd like to thank Mr. David Laurie for recording everything that went on, despite the fact that at one point we didn't know whether the record button had been pressed or not. And we'd also like to thank all our guests. We had Rob Fitzpatrick, Colin Shields, we had Steve Thornton, Adam Keefe. You're about to hear Mark McCutcheon. We were about to hear everything that took place that evening. So without any further ado, let me present One Night at McCool's, A View from the Bridge, live. Hello and welcome to a live version of the A View from the Bridge podcast. My name is Patrick Smith, and I'd first like to introduce Mr. David McGimsey.
A very sympathetic cheer from the crowd. Thank you very much. Thanks, Patrick. It's been left to me to introduce a man that needs no introduction, so we're going to give him one. Hopefully, Dave Laurie's probably got an introduction here for him.
Skill there. Shot! And just wide of Sapolsky's goal again. Robinson, incredibly impressive, puck's there in front of the goal, a chance for the Panthers, Podlasak, where's the puck, we can't see it, it's everywhere, and a chance, no whistle still, what a chance, Stevie Lee, shot, goal, Stevie Lee,
absolutely stitched up. Let's get on with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Nottingham Panthers' very own Neil the Coach Russell.
Let's get on with it, Patrick.
You don't want to say anything about that at all?
No, my Twitter went absolutely crazy on Friday night after that, so it did. Lesson learned on that front.
Well, guys, here we are. We are a couple of days from the start of a brand new season, or at least a new pre-season. We've got Tim Coleman's Cardiff Devils coming into the arena, which we're all looking forward to on Saturday night. Davey, a lot of people here, we've seen all the stuff on the bridge, all the stuff right around the arena. Your thoughts on what we've seen tonight?
I think it's absolutely fantastic. This is an arena now we really can call home. You know, for once, it's people come to a concert here, it's now the home of the Belfast Giants, and you know, hockey's a funny old game. It brings together a real raft of people across the community. You know, we've said it before, the pest from the west and beast from the east and coach and stuff. But, you know.
And the coach.
I can't think of something that rhymes with the man from North Down. But, you know.
The clown from North Down.
The clown from North Down. Oh, dear. That might stick. You know. You talk about strange bedfellows, and you've like the likes of Robert, who's nearly took us under his wing in A View from the Bridge. And, you know, what he has given the fans of the Giants here, it's something I feel really personal about. He's put on the wall every player that's ever represented this club. When you walk around this concourse now, you can see, you know, if you've played for the Giants, your name's up there. I was talking to Squeak there a minute ago. Yeah, here he is.
And, right on cue.
And he was saying, you know, as you walk past him, it evokes memories of years gone by, and you'll see players that'll spark a memory. And it's fantastic. And the banner on the bridge is just something else. You know, we are Belfast. We are Giants. It's absolutely fantastic. It's something that this is home now and you know, forever.
Coach, you've known about this sort of thing going on for a few months now, what was going on, how it's been set up. Now that you've seen it, what do you think?
Absolutely superb. You know, as Davey alluded to just there now, you know, the level of investment that the Odyssey Trust and Robert Fitzpatrick at the helm of that, that has put into the whole fan experience, and that's a huge part of it for people coming in through the Odyssey Arena doors every match night. You know, we as a club, the club want to entertain both on the ice and off the ice. Make sure that everybody that leaves the Odyssey Arena at the end of every game is thoroughly entertained. And some of the stuff that you can see, people walking around maybe for the first time, or maybe fans who've only been coming to follow the Giants for two or three seasons, all of a sudden can see our legacy and look back and look at 2000, 2001, that first year Giants team. There were some of the names on there that I couldn't even remember. Some guys who played some pre-season games and things like that.
Patrick Lundback.
Yeah, just a complete and utter blast from the past, but it evokes so many memories. And, you know, people like Robert and the Odyssey Trust have to be commended for the level of investment put in to make this an ice hockey barn that concerts take place in.
Before we go on.
Okay.
I have a fantastic pot here. Look at that. Ha, class.
It's familiar looking.
There's a ballot going on tonight for a game worn Jeffrey Swayze signed shirt from last season. There's 15 or 16 tickets left, £5 each. All the money's going to Belfast Giants for to help some of the new guys that are coming in that have families. So anybody wants a ticket, we're going to draw this later tonight. Somebody could go home, or somebody will go home with a Jeff Swayze jersey. But I've seen him sneaking in the back. Has he sneaked out? Is Robert there still? Come on, give us 2 minutes, Robert. We're just talking about the new investment you've made for the fans here.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the CEO of the Odyssey Trust, Mr. Robert Fitzpatrick.
Thank you.
Robert.
Flying without wings again tonight. As usual.
There's obviously been a lot of effort, a lot of thought put into what we've seen tonight and the setup that we have. What is the aim from you? What is the aim from the Odyssey Trust in bringing this into the Odyssey Arena?
So the money man's now dead, officially. I think that I've been humbled by the passion of you people. I think that it takes you a while to understand what the Giants mean to people that have been coming here for the start, or have been coming here year on year and have, I suppose, gone through the trials and tribulations as the silent minority, when really you're the most important factor, because if you don't pay money, the Giants don't exist. And if that effort is in some way my way or our organization's way of showing that we care, well then, it's worked in spades. The cost really doesn't matter. Paddy's right. I think the simple answer is the Odyssey get it. There you go.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's the, a round of applause. That's absolutely correct. I think one of the things as a Giants fan has been coming for far too many years is that it used to be a case when you came into the Odyssey Arena, it was just the only thing that signified us were the odd banner and the name on the ice. I think now, first of all, we got this whole McCool setup, which was fantastic last season. And now we seem to get piece by piece something that we can call a home for our team, something that we can develop into what we want to come here. And even if people come here for a concert, if they come here to see One Direction like Lynchy does, they, even if they don't know about hockey, they're looking around going, whose names are these? And that's something not only great for us as hockey fans, but it's great for the organization.
I think sometimes people have to remember, and I don't want to get up on my soapbox once more, but this actually is a business. And business only gets better when you invest. And it's all very well me being lauded as being this person who gets it and sees it and all the rest. Guys, it's a business decision. That's what it is. It's about doing a little bit of market research, understanding your customer, and giving them what they want. There's no real secret to that. But in fairness, it's also a hell of an enjoyable way to do your sort of day job when I do get the chance to look at involvement in the Giants, because, and I mean, I'm going to sound incredibly patronizing here, and I don't mean to, but you really are worth it. So, there you go.
Thanks very much, Vince. David, you've taken a wee walk all the way around, and you've seen all those names up there. Some names you remember, some names you've quite faded. What's been your highlight? Or was there any one team you walked around there and went, flip eye, I forgot about Damon Rycroft?
No, for me, Paddy, you know, it's 15 years of memories and some standout highlights. Granny Moe's about somewhere, gives a wave. It's downstairs. Mark Morrison scoring his first goal for the Giants in the Odyssey was fantastic for me as a big fan. Two guys we grew up, you know, a 7-iron apart, and that was something special. The year, if you're looking around rosters, the year Theo Fleury played for us, won the championship away in Nottingham. George Wada handed me that ball over the plexiglass in Nottingham. You know, things like that stick long in the memory. Some amazing highlights in the Odyssey, none less than two or three years ago when we won it against the Sheffield Steelers. And the place was full to the gills, and we hammered the Steelers to win the league. You know, there's thousands of memories, mate. There's thousands of memories. And looking down, lists of players, proud, as I've said, of the boys from Northern Ireland that have done well and came and represented the club. But for me, you know, if you're going to pick one name of all those rosters, Jason Ruff for me was the giant of all the giants, just for me.
Coach?
Yeah, listen, there are a million memories from the last 15 years. You know, who'll ever forget, and Davey goes on about it a lot on the podcast, who'll ever forget that night against the Nottingham Panthers here, 7,000 people
don't remember it.
Packed out, Barry Nicar rips the jersey off, and you know, anyone that was here that night will never ever forget it. The atmosphere inside the building that night was absolutely incredible, and I'll never forget the build-up to the replay when Nicar and the Panthers were coming back the next time. I have never been in an arena as intense. We've been to plenty of sporting arenas around the world, boxing matches, everything. I've never been in an arena with the intense atmosphere because everyone knew Schulte and Nicar was going to happen. It was unbelievable.
Gary Moran constantly says that Barry Nicar was never beaten in a fight. I challenge Gary Moran to watch the YouTube video of that fight when Nicar took a pasting from Schulte.
He did. He took a few, no question about that.
Backed off.
Schulte's dad, I can remember, flew in over Christmas. It was in around Christmas, yeah, New Year's Eve. And Schulte's dad flew in especially because he knew it was happening. A lot of people maybe weren't aware at the time, but that had a massive impact, what happened on Paxton himself. And anyone that was close to him would have understood exactly the level of impact. You know, as he said on the podcast, had a brain aneurysm on the back of getting beaten so badly from Barry Nicar in that fight. And things like that stick with somebody. And just that atmosphere that night. You know, and I remember Schulte's father been absolutely livid saying that Nicar turtled in that fight. Took a few and down he went, and you know, didn't want any more of Paxton again. And that night, never forgive, never forget night sticks out to me massively. But that replay night will always, always live with me.
Coming back to you, Robert. We've got this, you know, the first game pre-season takes place on Saturday, and then we've got a fantastic season ahead of us, including a trip to the Continental Cup. For you, as both a fan and as the chairman, the CEO of the Aussie Trust, what are your aims for this season in regards to, I assume it would be just success, especially when you look towards Germany and what we're going to have going into that Continental Cup?
I'll share a little sort of insight. I had the privilege of sitting beside Adam Keefe last night at dinner, and you don't know whether to sort of, when Adam looks at you, you don't know whether, does he want to talk to me or is he sizing me up? So, as it turned out, he wanted to talk to me. And he gave me a fabulous insight into the mind of a professional hockey player, because he said, if there's one thing we regret hugely about the last European adventure, it was that we were dumb in the way that we played against Landshut. The game should have been 2-1. He said, we went out, and he says he had to own his part, because he said they went out and they didn't use the door to get out of the changing rooms. They'd wound everybody up that much that they were literally going to go up and rip the heads of the German opposition. Now, you know, European hockey doesn't lend itself to that style of aggression. See, I'm learning. Doesn't lend itself to that style of aggression. So effectively what happened was they were so hyped up, so passionate. First 3 or 4 minutes, they took lives and then started to get penalty minutes. Last night, in a way that only Adam can convey, it will not happen again. Okay, Adam, just whatever you say. I'll take your word for it, you know. So I think the European adventure, there's a prize there. If we can get out of the first one, to get out of the second one, let me assure you, If we get out of the second one, we'll bid to host the final here. Because we have to aspire to reach that level. So that's on the European thing. As far as the other stuff goes, you know, and you can blame the podcast for this, and then you can then sort of dole it up on Matt and Davey up the stairs. Somebody said that Tim Coleman was coming back on Saturday night.
That's the Bracknell Bees, Tim Coleman.
The Bracknell Bees, Tim Coleman. I was told up the stairs that I'd actually got it wrong. And it wasn't Tim Coleman. It was Ted Coleman. Because Ted Coleman sounds more like a serial killer. And he meant Weetabix. Anyway, as far as the season's concerned, look, if somebody had said to me sitting here in this stool this time last year, and it's something to what Davey said in the last podcast about, you could have rerun this week's podcast last year for all that's been said. If somebody had said to me sitting in the stool last year, you're going to win the league in record time and only lose six games, I'd have said, and I'll have a cup of what you're drinking. Just give us it now. But we did. And then we've got all the players nearly coming apologetically saying, we blew it. And I'm going, yeah, you did. Really, you did. But that's the fan side of me saying, I just have a pathological hatred for losing. So you have to sort of put it into perspective when you're sort of trying to be reasonably professional and organizational. However, we expect to win.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Let's have a quick chat about the game that we're expecting on Saturday night against the Cardiff Devils. The Devils played last night and got beat by the Coventry Blaze in their first pre-season game. Big cheer there, was there? They're obviously trying to develop themselves under Todd Kelman, Ted Coleman's new stewardship, with Andrew Lord there in charge. They've brought in some big units. They've brought in the scene. They're really trying to improve that team. However, looking at the team we've got, we've also improved. What are you expecting for Saturday night?
Obviously, it's no secret that we're going into the games at the weekend. A few bodies short, a few guys still not here. Circumstances dictate that we'll probably go in a bit short body. But two exhibition games at the weekend, this is about getting a few more miles in the legs. And the results aren't really all that important, let's be honest. It's all what's going on the following weekend. Cardiff, as you say, have certainly strengthened in D this year. They've gone with an extra import D in the half for the last few years, so I expect them to be a bit harder to score on. That being said, the unknown quantity of Ben Bounds in net, will he be able to carry a slightly more high-profile team backed up by Mike Will? You know, their goaltending tandem is still something that is maybe an area of weakness that can be targeted. They've brought in, as you say, some heavyweight forwards. They'll be a force to be reckoned with. Todd's obviously building with a view to going to the new rink, so he'll be trying to get, you know, more bodies in through the doors to build that fan base up, because first night in that new building and in the following season, you know, he'll want that pack of the rafters, and this is a real development season for him. I don't think it's all that important for Cardiff to do a lot of damage this season, but the improve on last season, you know, is a massive thing for them. They were poor last season.
Coach, you've known Todd for a long time. You know what he's meant to this organisation. Now, we're going to see him on Saturday. What do you think it's going to be like for him coming back here and for Giants fans, knowing that the guy that runs this team, this Cardiff Devils, is the guy who's... There he is right there.
Todd would let on that, you know, he's now moved on. He's now a Cardiff Devil. And he can maybe come across like he did in the podcast or say, when Belfast play Cardiff, I don't give a damn about Belfast. But knowing Todd the way I do, and over the years, like, Guy was an unbelievable servant to this organisation. And, you know, in some ways, I'm kind of glad that we've got Cardiff pre-season. You know, and Robert has alluded to this on a few occasions, kind of getting that fanfare of Todd's return out of the way. And I hope, and I've no doubt, as soon as Todd is seen, he'll get a rapturous applause for all that he's done for the Belfast Giants organisation. But they've strengthened their D, which they needed to on last year. But, you know, Cardiff will be there or thereabouts. It'll be a tough team, especially at the Big Blue Tent.
As you said, the Robert, they're looking ahead to this season as a whole. And I want to pick up Germany as well. I totally agree with what Robert said regards to what happened last time in Landshut. I had to think of the name there, because to be fair, I don't remember very much of it. I had to get Joel Neal to tell me a lot of stuff that went on, to be honest with you. I don't remember very much. But it's good to know. But it was a real disappointment, because we were so strong against the other two teams, and then that game against Landshut was such a disappointment in the way that we played and the way that we more or less made ourselves the victims of the refereeing decisions. But it was nobody's fault but our own. We must have learned going into this time of the Continental Cup. Well, of course, we're going to talk about this in a month's time, but looking ahead to it, we must have real aspirations to at least get the written for the next round.
You've listened to Robert there already, the captain of the team. He's been in Belfast, what, a week or two now. Funny, we were talking to him last night, and he was saying, you know, I'm home to play hockey now. And I know it's a bit cliche to, you know, for hockey players to say this is these greatest fans in the world and all, but Kiefer really does Belfast home now for Adam. And, you know, he's already put his marker down and said, we failed in Europe last year, and I'm going to put it right this year, you know. So all good signs going forward, you know, with proof of the pudding will be in the eating. And, you know, there's no reason that we can't be in Ritten in November time.
Coach is dying to get the mic there.
No, I was just going to say, like, the difference in two seasons ago from our team to now, we have a lot more European experience in our team, and it is a better team than 2 years ago. You look at the likes of Calvin Elfring been brought in, Mike Compton. These guys have unbelievable experience in the likes of the DEL for years. So we have a wee bit more cup on, in my opinion, for going into the likes of the Continental Cup. And players like Kiefer and Daryl Lloyd, who play a really physical game, will probably know that they're going to have to just pick their hits just that wee bit smarter now, moving into the European games.
So many people going out to the German games? Anybody? Yes? You're in for a treat. Absolute treat. Looking at the team, so we look about this team. We talked on the podcast about various players, but who are you really looking forward to seeing? Davey's got the mic. I don't know why I'm looking at you. Davey. Well, who are you looking forward to seeing most of all?
My type of player has always been the Jeffrey Swayze type player, the big, physical, skillful guy who's not afraid to drop the gloves but puts a puck in the back of the net as well. So for me, the likes of Ray Sawada would be the type of player that I'll enjoy watching. He finishes checks and gets stuck in, put the puck in the back of the net, and never be afraid to drop the gloves if and when required. You know, I just like the look of our team overall. Look at the amount of returning players again. You know, we've only three new imports this season. Possibly Thorch might add a fourth to that to bring us up to the 12 imports, but there's just class written all over our squad, and I'm very, very expectant for the season ahead without getting too far ahead of myself.
What about you?
Thanks.
What do you fancy?
Well, it's obvious. It's easy to it's easy to say, you know, it's going to be the three new guys that we're going to be watching, because we know what to expect from the others. Big Sam Kitchen, don't know if he's still about there, but you know, he's saying he's been watching Mark McCutcheon in practice over the last few days. Been sensational. He says Craig Peacock, Colin Shields combination at the minute is just lights out. They're playing so well in practice. You know, hopefully that transpires into the game. And as coach has said, Ray Sawada is a player that's been spoken about his whole career as the kind of guy that Belfast fans would just love. Finishes checks, big guy, not afraid to look after himself and his teammates. So probably Sawada, McCutcheon, Compton going to be three guys to really keep an eye on.
I have to fully agree with that. I think Sawada is the name that really stands out. I remember when he was announced, I got quite a few texts, not least from good friend John O'Billard over in Nottingham, saying, where'd you pull that out of? You know, I think it's a fantastic signing. Anyway, moving on. Davey, do you want to go out there and see if we've got any Ask Davies?
Sure thing. Anybody out there got a question for Coach and Paddy? Somebody.
Okay, moving on. Hang on.
Shit.
What do you think the main three lines will be this year?
I'll let you pick up that one first.
I would imagine, that's just my own thoughts, Compton, Sawada and Shields would be my personal top line. McCutcheon, Peaks, Surrett. And the big question mark there on, like, Chevy was absolutely superb with that partnership with Surrett last year. It's going to be really interesting to see what way Thorch kind of works that, because we have got some superb centers in our team. And you know yourself in ice hockey, the importance of winning those draws. And there's nobody better than Mark Garside. He's absolutely phenomenal in on the draw. So it's going to be really interesting to see what's all lined up. But I think my top line would be Sawada, Shields, and Compong.
I find it tough to disagree with that. I think the problem that we had, you looked at the lines from last season, and that second line, as it was called, with Surrett, Chevrolet, and that guy that went to Nottingham, looked really... Listen, I'm not using his name. They worked so well together that when that's been broken up, you know, how are we going to fix that? I think that you look at the players that we brought in, especially for the guys that we lost. We lost White Cotton. We brought in, I think, more or less McCutcheon looks like the guy for that. We lost Nottingham 69 guy. 68, 69 guy. That was in the papers. Uh-oh. And it was never proven. 68 guy. Good start. And we brought in, I've lost it now. Compong seems to have the skills of that. And then we've lost Suez, and Sawada looks like a real upgrade on that. So we've the chemistry there, he's an upgrade, coach. I know you. He's a real upgrade. He is a real upgrade on Suez. Well, you know your love for Suez, but I think Sawada, given his experience and what he has, and he's a real upgrade for Suez, and I think he'll prove it this season. These are the sort of conversations we have all the time. We have to listen. He has to be like kept away from that shirt because he's going to take it home. We're not even going to get to raffle it off.
He hasn't bought a ticket yet.
He's not bought a ticket yet, no. It's cheap. All right. So just to finish what I was saying, we've got the parents are all set up, and I think can't argue with coach on those forward lines. Divi.
I think just when you're talking about the 68 guy, you know, there's been a bit of controversy on the yep. Twitter feeds this week. Like, the guy got hurt playing for the Panthers at the weekend. He was a great servant for the club when he was here last year. Played really well. I think we should really wish Chris Higgins all the best and speedy recovery.
Hear, hear. There's a bit of a reluctance in that round of applause as well.
Yeah, anyway, the official Kingdom of the Giants photographer here, Mr. James Squeaker, has a question for Coach.
Just for Coach, isn't it?
This isn't going to be a sensible question.
Did one of you remember the press record button? On this,
didn't hear it.
Did we press record for the show tonight?
Yeah.
Right. Anybody else got a question?
Did everybody see Jimmy Squeaker in the video released by the Giants last week? I was superb, superb. Well done, Squeak. That was absolutely brilliant. Do you have any other questions?
Yes,
out there?
Got a question from a gentleman here.
How's Robert sound?
He was on there, wasn't he?
Gareth Roberts was out taking part in the session tonight. Would you like to get any update on his status?
I think we'll leave that one for whenever Thorts arrives up. Let's move on.
The coach doesn't want to usurp the coach. That's how it works.
Anybody over here with a question?
Come on, must be somebody.
Back to you, Paddy. Start asking questions again.
Is it? Sorry? Well, back to me.
Lindsay, you normally have a question.
Hello, Jim. You're very quiet. Come on, Jim.
Do you like my beard?
Do you like his beard? The insightful hockey questions that we expect from the Belfast Giants. Thank you very much, Jim. Okay, guys, looking around the league, of course, at this time of year, we don't really see, because there's only really been a couple of preseason games, including your team playing in the CHL. But when you look at the rosters and the way that they've all been set up, who are the real threats coming from?
I think, well, the obvious ones are Sheffield and Nottingham. Saw Nottingham last weekend and kind of thought, as you well know, I think Nottingham, once you take the five imports, albeit there was only three of them, I think, or maybe four of them playing in that game. I think once you take the likes of Nathan Robinson and players like that out of their elite league team, as it were, you know, they'll still be a very, very good team. I thought Kowalski on Friday evening was absolutely superb, pivotal to the Panthers' success. But I really like the look of the Sheffield Steelers team. They've got size on the back end. They've size moving forward, but they've also got some of the small, really skillful players, guys who put the puck in the back of the net on a regular basis. I think the player to watch from the Panthers will be the guy that was done for gambling last year, Tyler Mosienko. He's one to really watch out for. But I think, I personally feel the Sheffield Steelers will be the team to watch out for.
Can't argue at all with that. You've seen the playoff. That's why you're the coach. You obviously seen people that were at the playoff finals last year, watched it on TV. They've got a great goaltender in Frank Doyle. You know, he's a player that almost, he won them the game almost single-handedly with two or three world-class saves coming towards the end of the third period. And, you know, they've recruited, Jared Adams has recruited very well there. He's a lot of size on day, a lot of size up front. So, coach is off to snag a player or two here for,
snag somebody to talk to.
We're starting to really struggle here, Paddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome brand new signing for the Belfast Giants, Mark McCutcheon. No, sit down, you're fine. No, it's true. Welcome to Belfast.
Thanks.
First of all, what do you think of the city? What do you think of the arena? Give us the usual. It lives up to everything you've ever dreamed of.
I'll give you the standard answer. No, it's been great so far. I mean, we've been pretty busy this week, so... haven't gotten around too much, but from what I've seen, the rink's great. Our setup's great. Everyone's taking really good care of us, and excited to see all you out here tonight.
You've come in pretty, you know, straight into training camp. You've got a game on Saturday. How's the whole training camp setup going for you?
It's been very fair. We've been going hard all week and getting ready for the exhibition games this weekend. But yeah, things are coming together well, and we've been working hard this week and carry that into next week and then the first big weekend there next weekend.
A lot of people have just been checking out elite prospects and stuff over the last few weeks to see what Mark McCutcheon's all about. How did the Belfast opportunity come about? What have you been doing the last couple of years? Who have you been with?
So I've been over in Europe. This will be my fifth year over in Europe after a few years back in North America, and have always kind of kept track of the Belfast Giants. I've had a couple buddies that played here in the past, and this year, just after the past couple, it just seemed like the right time. I've been talking to Steve Thornton all summer, and was able to work out a deal so I'll be going to school as well. So I just couldn't pass up that opportunity to play with a great team and have that opportunity and combine it with the schooling as well.
What have you known about the Elite League before you've come in here? You've had your first taste of all your teammates here. You got out on the ice and our training's going. Before you've come in to playing for the Giants, do you know much about the league? Do you know much about the setup? Do you know much, you know, what we're striving for?
I definitely know what we're striving for. I mean, this is a very successful team, and it always has been in this league. So that's the reason guys come here. That's the reason I came here. Everyone wants to win, so that'll be the main goal. As far as the rest of the league, I know some of the guys on the other teams, and but it'll be a lot of learning as we go. So looking forward to that new challenge as well.
How does the process start then? You know, obviously you finished your season from the back end of last year, and then the likes of Thorts and other coaches pick up the phone and speak to your agent and what have you. What sometimes are the deciding factors in a player such as yourself moving to a brand new league? You know, what are those deciding factors?
Yeah, well, this year was a lot different for me because schooling was involved, so that was always an option, and I thought that was a big part of being able to go to the University of Ulster here. And so that played a big factor as well. Every player wants to win, so to be able to put yourself in the best situation to have a good season and great group of guys. I know people have played here in the past as well, and nothing but good things to say, so... by the end, it was definitely the best option for me, and I was excited to get a deal done.
I'm going to get my glamorous assistant here to open the floor. Any questions for Mark?
Here we go. And don't forget, there's still tickets for the Jess Wes draw.
Do you understand what anybody says to you?
She said.
Yeah. I get a translator. It does take a little more concentration at first, but yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to slow down a little bit for me. But yes, I understood you fine, and things have on that front, things have been great. It just a little more concentration, I think, is all it takes.
He said.
That takes. Has anybody else got a question for Mark?
All right. That's easy.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.
I see...
We've got someone else.
Coming through the crowd, I see a flurry of coaches.
It's coach followed by the coach.
It's
ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the head of hockey operations for the Belfast Giants, Mr. Steve Thornton. And one of the best players we've ever had. I'll just put that down right now.
Love.
You see? Thank you. Coach, your team are here. They're not all here. Your team are together.
Yes.
You've got exactly the team that you wanted to have, and we're about to open against the Cardiff Devils on Saturday. What are you expecting on Saturday?
Well, kind of the same that I expected this week. I think the preseason and the exhibition games are more about getting your legs in shape and your lungs in shape. Obviously, the fans want to see a hockey game and see the players, probably especially the new guys. I think it's a bonus that you get to see all the guys that you loved last year back again, a good number of them. But for me, it's just about getting, you practice, you do the physical drills towards the end of the week, but you don't hit quite as hard as you do in a game. So getting back into that game speed to get us ready for the next weekend, which is the big one.
Maybe explain to the folks here, from the day that you agreed with Robert to come on board as the head of hockey operations, just what a whirlwind it's been, just how many hours you've put in just preparing this squad for the ice.
Yeah, it was... It happened very, very fast. Like from when we made the decision, it was obviously a big decision, but we really, really loved it here in Belfast. My family felt like this was their home. So when the opportunity came up for this... we jumped at the decision pretty quickly, and then when we got here, obviously it was putting the team together. Like a lot of the work that's done is done in the summer, and if you put your time in and treat it like a 12-month job, it makes it easier to kind of guide the ship rather than have to overcoach throughout the course of the season. So that's what we did. Like we targeted a few players that we really wanted. We knew which players that we wanted back. We put an extremely high importance on character and chemistry, like I've said many times. I think one of the main reasons there was so much success last season is because you got a strong leadership core on the team. So when you're adding to that team, you need to make sure you're bringing in the right character so you don't disrupt it. We waited, till the end of the summer on a couple of guys on purpose, which means you might not see them this weekend, but I think it's worth... missing a few exhibition games to get the right players. So it was a lot of work, but it was this is what I love right now, seeing the fans and getting back on the ice, and I know that the players can't wait, but we're pretty excited.
You've mentioned on many occasions about the fact that you wouldn't have necessarily come back just to be the coach. The business management side of the organization was pivotal as well in coming back and taking on that role of the head of hockey operations.
Yeah, for sure. And it wasn't just the role, it was also the fact that who you're working for. I think that back when I was here with Todd, kind of more putting out fires last time, it was long hours then, and we used to have an advisory board that we would speak to figure out which direction we wanted to take the Giants, kind of outside the box stuff. And the answer was always the Odyssey Trust. So when the Odyssey Trust did get involved, it really solidified things for me. You have to make decisions where you put your family first and you want a little bit of stability. And I think bringing up a family in Belfast and working for a company like the Odyssey Trust in a sport that you love was a pretty tough thing to turn down.
When I came in, I was a little bit late, but the first thing that people said to me as I came in was, Garth Roberts. And we were chatting for the podcast there this week, and that was one of the names we brought up with regards to a name we hadn't heard yet, and the local representation of Northern Irish guys on the ice. So Garth Roberts is with us?
Yeah, so I just want to say, first and foremost, that the organic growth of the junior Giants and getting local players into the system is hugely important to me. I've got young kids that are going to be part of the junior Giants. And I've got my ways in my head that I think that development should work. And I needed to see Gareth. I needed to see the local guys before I make decisions on him, because I haven't seen him over the last few years. And, it doesn't really do a Gareth Roberts any favors if I sign him and sit him on the bench. He's not going to develop. The local guys you want to actually play. So I'm still in the position where I think Gareth is going to have games for us this season. I'm still figuring out how it's going to work. I'd like him to practice with us. I'd like to bring the younger guys up, the 15 and the 16-year-olds, the ones that you can really get your hands on at a young age and start developing these guys. We've got a lot of role models here wearing the Kukri stuff right now that they can take under their wings that can get those guys ready for 3 or 4 years' time when they could be the next Giants as well. So Gareth, the conversations are still going with Gareth. I think that he's definitely going to be playing some games this year, but I also think that when we have a full roster, it might not be the best decision to have him sitting on the bench when there's also other hockey available for him in Northern Ireland to get better. So we're still it's still ongoing.
We've spoken a few times over the last number of years since McCool's and that came in that we're, as a fan base, we're absolutely spoiled. You have a unique opportunity here to have the head of hockey operations. Who's got a question for him out there? Look at that.
No, no, okay, see you later.
Wow. Just coming towards the weekend then, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a pay rise.
Yes, you're on the power play.
At what age do you stop signing people?
You know, I was actually working on my shot today. So, you know, I'm 41 and, you know...
We got a man over here. He's not going to shout. He normally shouts, but Andrew.
How are you, Steve?
I'm very good.
Good man. Steve, this being your second stint back in the Elite League with the Giants, have you noticed the competition being much better than it was last time when you were in Belfast?
100%.
The caliber of players and...
Yeah. I think, number one, the development system all over the world has improved. So you're going to see... You're just going to see the young guys coming out through the systems. I describe them more as specimen. You know, they treat it like a 12-month job. And that's why the training camps are no longer... Back in the day when we used to play, training camps were specifically to skate off the booze that you used to have in the summer. Like, it was, you took 4 months off, and then you step back on the ice, and then you trained yourself into shape. Where guys actually work harder now in the summers than they do during the seasons. And I think that's one of the biggest things, that the guys come like specimen. Like it's a science behind the training and the nutrition. So even the guys that don't necessarily have the top-end skill, they all skate fast, they all hit like trucks, and they're taught well at young age. So tactically, they know what they're doing.
We spoke earlier before you got up, Steve, about the European adventure that's coming up and how things maybe went slightly wrong the last time. Like Coach mentioned, the other one, mentioned that, you know, with a lot more guys with European experience, DL, Alexa Alfie in here, that, you know, that have played in the top leagues around Europe. Will that be a factor in our participation this year, just making us a better team?
Well, I think so. I mean, that's something I'm really excited for. You know, I think our league has improved drastically, and I think that we have a really good shot at it personally. I know that a lot of people will write the UK teams off, but they haven't seen the UK teams. And our team is built for puck movement. You know, we've got some size and we've got some toughness, but we've got a lot of, you know, wiser, smart players that can make good decisions. And the new rules with the blue lines condensing the neutral zone is going to put a huge importance on puck control. And I think that's how we built our team. It's going to be interesting to see how things go in terms of... you know, the home ice advantage and refereeing and stuff like that. But I like our chances, and I'm really excited about that Continental Cup.
I think it's only when he snuck up here that we introduce Calvin Elfring to the stage. Welcome, Calvin. Welcome back to Belfast.
Thank you.
What were your key reasons for returning to the Giants? You won a fantastic league championship last season. Is there a little bit of unfinished business there?
Yes.
Okay. Calvin Elfring.
That played a big part in me wanting to come back. It, February was a good month for us, and then just the way that it ended at the end of the year left a sour taste in my mouth and a lot of the teammates' mouths. And me and my wife and the kids loved it in Belfast and especially Hollywood that we wanted to come back for another year.
You've been on the ice a bit of training camp with Steve Thornton there and everything's going on now. How do you feel coming into this first preseason game?
I feel about 35 right now, which is good. And,
thanks, Steve.
It's good. I feel good. I feel, same as I did last year. I'm excited to get started and get the season going. For me, training camp's not the most fun. It's I enjoy the games. That's what I like.
One of the things we've been talking about quite a bit, you've heard us talking to Steve Thornton now about it, is this Continental Cup, and you've a wealth of experience out in Germany. And one of the things we had 2 years ago is we didn't have that sort of experience of guys having European games. Are you looking forward to those games? Are you looking forward to getting to Bremerhaven and getting stuck into a bit of that?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I actually have very good memories of Bremerhaven, and that's where I won my championship with Straubing. And you know, I think it'll be a good test for us. I think we're going to have to adjust our game a little bit for the other European leagues, but I'm excited to get there and showcase the EIHL and the Belfast Giants.
You've had a year, come on.
Yeah, too many letters.
Calvin, you obviously came in after a long stint in the DEL, 10 seasons with the Straubing Tigers, over in a fantastic league like the DEL, and then you come into the Elite Ice Hockey League. Obviously a big difference between the two leagues. How would you, like, you go back home in the summertime, you see your friends, your hockey friends, how would you describe the Elite League in comparison to the DEL? What is the difference? Is it depth or is it overall quality?
I would just, people ask me that a lot, and I would just say that the Elite League is very comparable to the second league in Germany. I would say, you know, in the DEL, I was a lower end player. And, you know, in this league, you know, one of the top two defensemen on our team. We have a good team, and that's how I would compare it to the Elite League. I would say it's very comparable to the second league.
And be remiss of us not to ask, you're obviously surely a happy man that your partner in crime from last year, Cody Brookwell, is back. He's got his visa this morning. He'll be back in town. You looking forward to renewing that partnership with Cody?
Well, I'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it. Until he's actually on soil here and we're having fish and chips, then I don't believe he's here.
Obviously, you said earlier there that the bit of unfinished business from last season. What's your own personal aspirations and the team's aspirations for the next sort of 8-9 months?
Well, for me, it's championships. That's I'm on the end of my career, and personal stats and stuff like that doesn't mean that much to me. It's more of championships. That's stuff that you remember when you're done playing.
How much easier is it for you, like we talked about Cody Brookwell coming back there. The fact is that whole D unit is the same as last year. It's solidified. A lot of the guys have come back in. It's maybe more akin to a lot of other teams like in Germany where they have that solid. How much easier is it for you guys to have that unit together?
I think it's great that all six of us came back. I think we were the best D-Corps in the league from top to bottom. I don't think there was another team that can compare to the six that we had here. And to have everybody back, it's just, I was over the moon. There's going to be no adjustment period for us. It's going to, you know, Cody's going to be like throwing on another pair of old slippers at home. It's just going to fit right back in.
That's fantastic. Thanks for joining us up here. And looking forward to seeing you this season. I'm going to swap places and bring in the Belfast Giants' leading point scorer, Mr. Colin Shields.
Thank you.
You must be in shape. You've been working out all summer.
Yeah, been a busy summer, so started a little business there and, you know, kept me busy during the week and, you know, definitely passed the time, but, you know, hockey time's back and ready to get going to the season.
Training camp as well and truly underway. How are you feeling? How are the lines looking? How are the other guys on the ice?
Yeah, the boys are looking good. The first week's always a little bit tough. Two practices a day and spend a lot of time at the rink doing a lot of, you know, paperwork and things. And it gives you a chance to kind of bond as a team. And it's a little bit weird this year with only one new guy in the room so far. So, but it was good to see the boys again and kind of share stories and things that over the summer and what the guys got up to. So, but I think it was good, and you can kind of see all the chemistry already that we had last year on the ice in practice and with the guys.
That chemistry was really important last season. The fact that so many guys, we've talked about it many, many times, but so many guys coming back, it was a key part of how we won the league so early, that we were able to hit the ice running and dominate earlier on. Is that, you feel that's the same again?
Yeah, I'd like to think we can use that as an advantage. You know, some teams only played, you know, a couple teams played last night and had two practices and with, you know, pretty new rosters, but we've been together now for almost, you know, it'll be two seasons, so hopefully we can use that to our advantage and hit the ground running and get a good start on the season.
Some of the new players, Shinzi coming in, the likes of Ray Sawada, Mike Compton, obviously Mark McCutcheon. These guys are quality additions. Obviously, we haven't seen them out on the ice as yet, but Thorpe seems to have even upgraded on the squad that we had last season already with these new guys coming in.
Yeah, I think it's maybe even tougher to piece in just a few players rather than if you had to replace 10 players, you can kind of spread things out a little bit. But when you have so much chemistry already on our own team, it's maybe a tougher job to piece in just, like I said, two or three guys. So, you know, but those are big positions we had to fill. We lost, you know, quite a few important players last year, and, you know, my two line mates last year moved on. And but, you know, Steve did a great job, and you can tell by the resume of the guys. I'm sure most people have checked them out already, and you can tell they're top quality players and they'll be good players in this league.
What's your thoughts on our opposition, as it were? You know, the guys at the top, the Panthers, the Steelers. What team, Coventry Blaze have recruited quite well. What team stands out for you in terms of going to be our main opposition this season?
I think they'd be kind of the usual suspects at the top three or four of the league. I think, you know, obviously Cardiff's, I think, will be well improved from last year. Coventry look strong again, but I think Sheffield, from what I saw on paper, looks like they'll be one of the top teams again this year. And Nottingham's already got their quite a lot of imports, so they'll be, you know, up gunning for us again this year. So, but the lady says they're all injured already. So,
obviously, tonight's the first chance that a lot of the people have had to see the investment and improvements the Odyssey Trust have made through the season. Just as a guy that's been here for a long time, what's it like that, like, this place is now finally home for you? There's even a picture of Colin Shields around there with her.
That's an old picture, obviously. No, but yeah, it's great to see the investment from the Odyssey, and it's, you know, it's a nice confidence booster for the players and the management team to know that they have our back. And you can see by all the money and effort and time they're putting in to support the team, not only on the ice but off the ice, and give you guys a good fan experience like this. And you know, it's for players just to have the new locker room last year and all the things that go along with it. It's definitely, it's refreshing when you hear some of the stories from other teams around the league and, you know, some of the stuff they have to put up with, and to know that we have the support of, you know, the organization to get taken care of so well. It's definitely a big reason why all the guys are back this year.
Steve back on the bench running the show, and the last time he was here, one of the last things he did was put the playoff trophy in your hands. How good is it to have him back, and how things have changed?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of guys that we have on our roster, you know, someone said before, it's either Steve recruited or Steve spoke to it sometime. So, you know, we all know Steve well, and he did such a great job last year, won 3 trophies in 2 seasons, and, you know, we'll be gunning for the 3 trophies again this year. But, you know, he, like I said, he only had to piece together a few bits of the puzzle, and has done a great job so far. And it's been nice this week to, you know, have him back on the ice and run us through drills and lines and systems and things. So, you know, the boys are pretty excited about the season, and you know, almost re-energized as well, considering so many guys back. You think there might be like a little bit of a lull, but there's actually not. Like, the boys really want to get going and are excited to kind of see how the games go this weekend and get a good start to the season.
I've got Andrea Cochran down here. She's got a question. Didn't even see me moving there.
Speed.
It's fast.
Andrea Cochran's got a question for you here.
How do you see us faring? I know a lot of people are saying that other teams have improved more because we've retained a lot of the core. How do you see the rest of the teams in comparison to this team that we have? Have they improved enough to catch us?
I think that you don't really know until the season starts, until you start lining up against teams. But I think the additions we made on the positions that we lost, like I said, the guys we lost were great players. But if you look at the resumes of the guys coming in, like, these guys are possibly improvements or big improvements on the players we lost. So, I mean, I think those guys will fit in great into our team. And everyone else is going to be gunning for us, because we obviously dominated the league. And, you know, somewhat the other tournaments and trophies last year were just unfortunate. But you don't really know until you kind of line up against a team how they gel, how they go. I mean, some of the teams last year, maybe on paper before the season started, looked amazing, but then, you know, for certain reasons, injuries or coaching, they can't put it together. So, I mean, it isn't really until the season gets going and teams stay healthy and kind of go on a run. And but I think I'm confident that with the group we have, and the boys know what it is to get it done, and we'll be there.
Hi, Colin.
Hello.
Just for the changes in the rinks this year, as a top line forward, how do you think that's going to affect your games and make it easier or harder?
Change to the. Oh yeah, that was a bit weird. I think because some of the drills we did in practice, I don't think any of the ones we did this out there noticed it, but the neutral zone is so much smaller. You're used to kind of skating a certain pattern, and then now there's, you know, I don't know what that is, 3 or 4 feet less in each zone, but I think there'll be a lot more in-zone play, more puck possession in zone. I think the defense will have a lot more time on the puck, you know, which is good for Sandrock and Elfring and the D we have back there with the good shots. I think it'll give them more time to kind of get shots away, and I think you'll hopefully see, you know, more goals for us and not against us. But I think you'll see, you know, more goals and more in-zone play and hopefully a little bit more offense.
Anybody else out here with a question, put your hand up and I'll come see you with my mic.
Not even Stevie Robinson.
Stevie Robinson. Stevie's trying to currently trying to clone.
He's ignoring us.
I think that's a really good question about the change in the offensive zone, because it's only happening in some rinks. It's not happening in other rinks. You're going to have to basically have a different approach to different rinks as you go in, whereas you're going to go into somewhere like Cardiff, where they're already used to playing on tight ice.
I mean, I think for the teams that do have it, it's an advantage for them playing on those games all the time. I mean, when you see Sheffield or Nottingham, I'm not even sure the rinks that have it, but if you imagine the Cardiff rinks about the size of this bar, and then they come into our rink, and you know, all of a sudden these massive zones, it's going to be tough for them to, you know, hopefully pick up points in our rink, which should hopefully, you know, play nicely into our hands.
Sheffield don't even have ice at the minute. Yeah, it's all melting.
It's just
them.
Covered in advertisements.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. And,
thanks, guys.
Look forward to seeing this season. Good luck. Thomas Shields, everybody. All right, guys. David won't forgive me if I don't remind you, we still got tickets for this sweatshirt. We're going to make a draw pretty soon. When are we making the draw?
If Steve Thornton's still here, we'll make it in a few minutes. Anybody else out there wants a ticket for the Jeff sweatshirt, put your hand up. I'll come and get your fiver off you, and then we'll do the draw. So no takers.
No takers?
Just need Steve Thornton then.
Well, no, before Steve comes up,
okay.
We're only a couple of days. We've had a long off season. I just want to gauge how excited you are for hockey coming back now.
Oh, very. not say too much more than it's been, you know, I remember so vividly. It's actually hurting to talk about this.
I know what you're talking
Standing beside you on the first weekend in April, just when Drew Fada scored that goal for the Sheffield Steelers, and what had the potential to be an absolutely monumental. It was a great season, don't get me wrong, but it had the chance to be so much better. And that pain has carried all the way to, you know, almost September now. Hockey's back. Last season. It's gone, it's done, and it's time to go forward and try and win the heap again.
Coach?
Echo everything that Davey says just finally, folks. Just, you know, I think what the Odyssey Trust and have invested here in over the course of the summer, and what you'll see in match night in terms of the fan experience moving forward, some of the ideas and initiatives that have been brought up for this forthcoming season. As Belfast Giants fans, you're going to have a fantastic evening out here. So never forget, you know, we always say, make sure you say to your family and your friends and work colleagues and all the rest, bring as many along as you possibly can to enjoy this fantastic experience on a Friday and Saturday evening.
I have to echo that, absolutely. I think, looking around here, you know, it's been a very, very long off season, and you know, you watch the Stanley Cup playoffs and then you watch the World Cup and you really look forward to what's coming up. But we can't actually end the show because some guy's going to muscle in. Please welcome captain of the Belfast Giants, Mr. Adam Keith. I know you're here to do a draw. I'll ask you a couple of questions. How excited are you to be back?
Oh, it's good to be back. I think this was one summer that maybe we went too long. We wanted to be back. We've all kind of kept in touch over the course of the summer, and kind of once it got into July time, everyone kind of wanted to be back and get going again.
You look around the league, we spoke a couple of times about this, and a lot of teams are bulking up, and there's a lot of big units out there now. How are you anticipating this season?
It's no different than any other. Every team always brings in a few guys, and it's just the way it is. I mean, we've played hockey all our lives, and I'll be ready to go.
We've had a few of the guys up. We've been talking about the Continental Cup, definitely unfinished business from a couple of years ago.
Yes, definitely, and it's kind of ironic that it's back in Germany. I think we've all kind of wanted that one game back against Landshut 2 years ago, and finally this season we're going to get that chance again.
Time for the most important part of the night. dip in to the big bowl. Pick out somebody's name.
Somebody's name's in here?
So exciting.
It's my 27.
27 is Miss Sheena McAreevy. I don't know if she's in the bar or not. But Sheena's won the jersey, so we'll keep it nice and safe for her. So before we let you go then, Adam, only a couple of days that we hit the ice. Looking forward to it again?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been a long week for us, being on the ice twice a day and getting the rust out of the lungs and the legs. And I think we're all looking forward to getting involved and getting out there and actually throwing some hits and getting hit on Saturday. So we'll get the rust out this weekend and hopefully come back with two wins against Todd. And then on to the real thing in Scotland. So, we'll really get past this weekend and then regroup and have a good week of practice and try and get things going on the right foot starting Friday in Scotland.
Fantastic. Thanks very much.
Thank you, guys.
And that's us, guys. Thank you very much for coming out. Thank you very much for enduring us for what was guts of an hour. And we are all looking forward to this season, and we'll catch you next time on A View from the Bridge. Thanks, guys.